Hey guys, how we doing?
Good.
All deep in thought, I see. I know that look.
So as good as Blair was in the field goal aspect of the game the other day, his kickoffs seemed like they all had pretty good hang time.
All but the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't come through in the overtime kickoff, but other than that, he kicked off extremely well.
Was that supposed to be a deep kickoff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Perfect game as a special teams coordinator gets?
Well, you know, you look at it and you would hope we would have done better in the return phases. We had a little bit more punt return, maybe a little bit more in the kickoff return because we had our chances. I thought we had some good things happen. I was seeing kickoff return, Percy ran so hard, and we need to block better for him, going forward. And then on a punt return, we had a decent return on the 15-yarder. The other one was good field position. I think we got 7 yards out of it. The last one, we were going to fair catch regardless because it was a two-minute situation. We were up at the time, and we were going to fair catch that one. But, to me, it's a perfect game. You're always hoping for more in every phase. But I think in terms of helping our team win, we did that. And our guys played hard, and I was real proud of everybody's effort.
Blair said you came up to him before that 55-yarder and asked what his range was, and he said 60.
Yeah, we talked about it because we knew we were going to have a shot, and especially after the return that Matt Asiata had, which to me, that might be the play of the game, to give us that shot, that little shot in the arm that, we might have a chance here. We got 14 seconds, got the ball to 31, and then, Christian and Devin came through with a big play, and then the one Kyle had. So I was thinking game-tying field goal the whole way. And to be honest with you, anything in that situation inside of 65, I think you got to go for it and, to tie the game to send it to overtime.
Pretty much what you teach those up guys is if you feel the ball, just get north and south and get as much as you can.
Yeah, and the good thing, Tom, it happened earlier in the game on the very first kickoff return. And Matt, it was a different return, but he's tried to hit it inside. And the guy that he was supposed to block in that return made the play. And I said, well, you got to make him miss and try to get outside. And that's what he was thinking on the last one, and we got, out to the 31, which is obviously a big play.
How comforting is it to have a guy walk up to you and say, yeah, I can get it from 60?
Well, I already knew the answer. I just wanted to see his mindset, basically. And I was trying to keep my heart rate down as much as I could, I guess, at the time, because, we're all pretty excited at that time and that time of the game.
He seems like he's fairly low-key. He's not going to get too big in situations like that.
No, right? I think you're right. He handles it very well. I think he does a good job with tempering his emotions, and he's got a very good mindset for a place kicker in this league.
With Jamarca not starting this season after starting last year, did you at any point have a talk with him and say, okay, now you've got to be the guy because had a couple plays?
Yeah, we've talked in the past, and he's such a pro, and he's handled everything better than anybody could have expected because I know there's going to be some disappointment in not starting on defense. So the fact that he went out and played as hard as he did, it didn't surprise me at all because that's just the type of pro he is.
Guys who kind of have their energy level go up and down, but he never seems to succumb to
that. He's unbelievable. I love coaching that guy.
I mean, Blair throughout camp obviously was earning a lot of respect with his length and also his, his demeanor as well. But What do you think that performance under those circumstances on Sunday will do in terms of his credibility in the locker room going forward?
Well, as I've told him, I think it's that game's over. It's where you go from here in terms of how guys look at him. I think you're right. In the spring and training camp, they knew who he was already athletically and with his big-time leg on kickoffs and field goals. How good does he get from here? He's still not polished enough for me. He's still not consistent enough for me on kickoffs or field goals. That we're going to continue to work just like we've been working. And for a young guy, he'll have because of his youth, he'll be able to work extremely hard to get to where we need him to get to and to be the total consummate kicker that the NFL needs and to win at the NFL level. Going forward, I'm just excited about where he's at, and I think that helps his confidence more than anything, that he knows he can go out there and help win a game like he did. And I think that's what he's most excited about, not that he won Player of the Week or anything like that. He knew that he helped his team win, and that was the bottom line for him. That's the type of guy he is.
With all the time that
how far it would have been good from.
My son Wilson was the K-ball ball boy underneath the goalpost, and he said he came to me right before overtime, said, "Dad, that was good from 60." So, according to my son, my 14-year-old son, it was good from 60.
With all the time that you spent working with Blair on his timing and his approach, is that a thing of the past to you now? Because it seems like if he would have rushed it, maybe that 55-yarder would have been the time for him to do that.
Yeah, and that's what we've talked about since day one. And I've told him, I said, Blair, you have the leg strength to hit those on a consistent basis, so you don't have to worry about rushing it. You don't have to worry about lunging into it. You don't have to worry about attacking the ball more because you attack it plenty. And I think that because of all that work and all that training we've had since the spring and talking to him about that same situation, he knew going out there. In fact, he knew going out there he didn't have to do anything extraordinary because he had the leg strength to do that. That's my point. I think that was probably his smoothest field goal of the day, believe it or not. The other ones, maybe a little bit we were going to coach off of. That one, I can't find anything wrong with it. I mean, that thing was perfect in terms of his technique. The snap was perfect. The hole was perfect. The protection was outstanding, and it just made it look easy.
Did you hear about Peterson twisting his helmet around before that kick?
No, I didn't hear about that. I heard about it afterwards. I'm kind of glad I didn't hear about it, to be honest with you.
How hard would you have to sell a 64-yarder with his times expiring to attempt that, as opposed to throwing a Hail Mary? The percentages. How hard would you have to sell that?
I think a little less harder now, to be honest with you, because he's shown that he can handle that situation.
Is DeAndre Reed still kind of figuring out how to play teams?
No, he did some good things. DeAndre has a great desire to get better, and he's light years from where he was last year. He had really never done it in college, and I'm excited we have him out there because he's going to continue to learn. He's a backup on some phases. He starts on kickoff return, and to be honest, he could start on all four core phases if we need him to, and field goal block and even field goal. He's worked in there as a sub because he's such a big body. So he'll continue to improve. I know he will.
A couple of those kick returns, he was kind of feeling his way and looked like he was trying to figure out where to be.
Well, we were all worried, to be honest with you, because Jacksonville did something we thought they might come out and do some things that the special teams coordinator was with New Orleans for a year last year, and I actually worked for him in Jacksonville back in 2002, my first year in the league, so I knew him pretty well. I knew we were going to get something out of the ordinary, and they came out quick, and I thought our guys responded well. We had pretty good field position all day, but it's hard to get a consistent look because they were changing everything, and we didn't practice every look, which is hard because you're kind of guessing anyway, especially on the first game. So DeAndre was blocking the right guy, but his technique was not good because he was thinking too much, which normally happens on special teams. If you think, like I told you guys before, we don't think, we react. So he didn't react like we need him to, but he'll get better.
You mentioned field goal block. Is there anything specific with Khalil that he does that's made him so successful there?
Yeah, the Lord made him 6'7" and 300-plus pounds, and he's such a great athlete. I mean, if you guys saw that on tape, and maybe you did, it was just a phenomenal effort by the entire field goal block team. Aaron Henderson was pushing. Latroy Guyon got a great push. Jared Allen came down, got a push. Kevin Williams got a push. We came off the edge. My father told me he saw it on TV. He thought Chris Cook blocked it. He had such a great jump off the edge. So everybody did a phenomenal job, and Matt did such a good job of jumping up and timing up his jump so perfectly.
With Blair on kickoffs, is the idea just bang away as much as you can every time, or are there times that you want more hang time, try to pin them inside the 20?
Yeah, we'll change it up by game plan depending on who the returner is, what their strengths are as a return team. You know, if we want to directional kick it, you know, whatever the case may be, we'll have a game plan every week we'll tweak it, try to keep people off balance.
How common is it that you've had them at an average starting position inside the 20?
Well, I think because of the new rule, it's going to be more commonplace. Remember, I think 2 years ago, the lowest drive start average was like 24 for an offense, you know, for a kickoff return team. Now it's, you know, the 21 or 22 or maybe even less than that. So we hope that anytime we kick it deep, we want to tackle them inside the 20 or it's a touchback. That's our goal every time, and that's not going to change all year long.
Marcus on punt returns again this week, or will you look at Jarius?
You know, it depends on, you know, if Jarius is ready. He's done such a good job in practice, and he had a good day yesterday for us catching the ball. So, you know, he's continually improving, you know, to see where we're at. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Okay, have a good day.